sukkah,
with
the bees in the sukkah,
what to do? We saw there's two sifim in Shulchan Aruch. There's one sifim in Shulchan Aruch which speaks about the halacha of if someone gets bitten by a snake or something quite strong, which is very painful. So if someone's scared to get bitten by a snake, there's a snake in the room, he's allowed to kill the snake. Trap it, kill it, no problem. Then there's another halacha about the parush of pli, which is not so painful. And if that's, what you call it, is on a person, if it looks like it's going to sting a person then you're allowed to wipe it off or kick it off like that. But otherwise, you mustn't trap it. I mean, if it's hopping around you, you mustn't trap it. Only when it's mummish on you. Those are halachas of Shulchan Aruch. The question is where the bee fits into. Now, passages I would have told you, I'm happy to tell you, I wouldn't have thought the bee is like the snake. It's not as painful. The snake looks like it's a very painful bite. That's a lashon of Shulchan Aruch in Shita Zayin. It looks like it's a very painful one. And there, that's why it's a special heter. I would have thought the bee is more similar to the parish, like a mosquito or something like that. No, that's what I would have thought. In fact, I said already last week, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, he puts a tsiro, which is a hornet, together with this case over here of the parish. So he's obviously learning a bee is the same as that. Many mephoshim learn like this, the mice, that a bee has not got this heter of a snake. And therefore, to trap the bee is a problem. If the bee is mummish excitable, it's good. Mummish, you know, it's, you can see it's, I don't know what you call it in English, vicious. It looks like it's going to attack someone. Then, lechera, that's mummish similar to the case of a parish on a person. First of all, queen bee very rarely comes out. It's very unlikely for queen bee. It's possible, it's very rare for the queen bee to come out. But even if it does, the bees don't generally attack. It's not normal for a bee to sting. I know someone asked me, have I ever been stung by a bee? I have actually. It's very painful. That's the truth. It's painful. But Baruch Hashem, it's not a common thing to do. I don't think it's a common thing to do. So I find it a chiddush to be maker just as though to trap it. So we spoke about last week. We said that to trap it into a keli where you leave a mummish and open space on top where the bee can fly out, that's no problem. But the thing is, you're not going to trap it very well that way. It'll just fly out. But I don't know what else you can do, really. I'm not really sure what other solutions there are. I mean, we said you can put a bit of liquid down, a bit of honey down or something, where it can go into the honey, but you can't put a lid on it afterwards. I mean, you can let it go into the honey pot, and hopefully it stays on there, and then you can take it out. That you could do. But to actually put the lid on, close up the lid afterwards on it, and close it up that the animal's trapped, even though you're going to undo it when it gets out, that is a problem. I mean, it's true, it does cause a big panic. And I must tell you, it's true, it does cause a big panic in the sukkah, especially if you've got girls in the sukkah, it's a big panic. I mean, the mice is the end of the meal very often in some places. But whether that's called a tsar ha-guf, I don't think that's enough of a tsar ha-guf to make it. That's, don't know, I must say.
That's what you said, if you give it a hole, open up the
bee can get out. But I said to you last week, it's a problem because in Sif Dalad, the Machaber says if you put over a kaveris, a beehive, a wrapping,
yeah,
and you are not intending to trap it,
wow,
and there's a small hole there, it's mutter.
Right.
So it looks like there, it's only because you're not intending to trap it. If you intend to trap an animal, it's much stricter.
Yeah.
And you need to have a big hole there to let it out. That's what we said last week. That's a chur, that's what comes out. I mean, you can ask a not to trap it for you, the chur, that, other than that, it's not so posh what to do, I must tell you. Okay, bees in the sukkah, what else can you do? I can't say everyone holds that. One of the swarm I saw, they tied that a bee is very painful and therefore it's got the same head as a snake. I must say it's a chiddush. I don't think that's a positive shot. I think as far as I remember, the Orchid Shabbos, he held that was a problem with the bee. The bee has got the same problem as a thing. A mosquito and a fly and all these things, that's not nothing. It's uncomfortable, but that's no head to trap at all, yeah? Unless it's mummish on you and it's getting ready to, it's quite imminent, it's going to sting you, then what do you call it? So we say you can hand traps up before Shabbos, that you're allowed to do, but other than that, you've got problem. Okay, coming on to now this week's topic today, not very pleasant topic, mice, spiders and ants. It's like a zoo we've got here. The thing is, I must tell you, the mice is a very unpleasant thing to have in the house. Mice, rats, all these things are unpleasant. So I know someone quite well who just told me he's had mice this week actually. So the question is what to do. So let's start from the beginning. The marshal, that's claw, to put a net over something. The marshal, let's see someone sees a mouse running across the thing, and for example, he takes a net and covers it over the mouse. That's mummy's safer. That's mummy's safer. So we said already, I was trying to get hold of one of these pest control people. It's also interesting, I want to know, we said this already last time, it's also interesting, we said that there's a chilik between the menachem min ha-Torah tzeda is when the species are normally trapped. That means a lot of rabbits, people want, they want to eat it, deers, people want to eat it, you want the meat. That is called minay nitzit, you want it. Mice, I think to most people, is ain't minay nitzit. The only thing is, I was not so long ago in one of these pet shops, I'll tell you, and you see, and you walk into pet shops there, you can see mice there for sale. Mice and rats, I don't know what you've got all sorts there. So someone's must be to me, I don't know if he's right, I just wanted to check out. He said to me, those mice and rats are a different breed than the ones you find in your house, which I think is very true. It's a different breed. So the mice are the some people keep them as pets. That's not what we're talking about. The mice are our mice and our ants and spiders. What we're talking about is Ainram and Nitzit. Even so, it's awesome to drop onto trumpets. So it's a person to put a net over it, who I did to put make a box or a book, throw a book on the mouse if he can, and what you call it, to make sure that it gets killed. It's obviously awesome to show you. You mustn't do that. So that it mustn't be done. The thing is to put a trap up on Shabbos. That's interesting. What about putting a trap up on Shabbos? Can you set a mouse trap on Shabbos up on Shabbos? Sticky one. You can all get a sword. You've got the sticky ones. You've got the ones with a spring. It's muk. So you see you move with a kalachigat. Is there a problem? This is a big issue, this over here.
What?
That's like Seder, because that's a normal malach of Seder. Many Bachar in China, that Seder is normally to do that. The hunters don't get the animals straight away. They set traps up, and the animal falls into the trap. It doesn't happen straight away. So it could be, even though it doesn't happen straight away, this, it could be mamish Seder. Minatoy. Others say that the only issue of Seder minatoy is when it mamish comes into it imminently. But if there's a big gap in between, it's not. The mice, wherever, it doesn't make much of a difference to us. The mice are putting a trap down in Shabbos is also. So if someone hears some noises in the house on Shabbos, the mice to put a trap out on Shabbos is also to do. That's definitely not allowed to be done. Yeah, I'll tell you a chiddush even more than that. Let's say someone put a trap before Shabbos. That's mutter. We hold there's no issue of Shvisas Kelim. Our Kelim could do malachas for us on Shabbos. So a person can have the moshel, a pia din, a person can have his windmill running the whole of Shabbos. He can have his oven cooking the whole of Shabbos if everything's put in before Shabbos. The ma'aser, sometimes there's a maris ayin, we don't let you do it, but me'ikar din, our Kelim can do malachas for us on Shabbos. So if a person puts a trap down before Shabbos, and it catches a mouse on Shabbos, we'll come to that in a minute, that's no, you've done no malacha. What happens though, the moshel, let's say someone told me this, you know, on these baits, very often what they do is they put cheese or chocolate down. The problem is, he puts it down on Erev Shabbos, he comes on Shabbos morning, unfortunately what happens very often is the cheese and chocolate have gone, but there's no mouse there. So he wants to put some more cheese and chocolate down. Is he on the book? Oh, yeah, it's an interesting kiddush that. To put more cheese and chocolate on the bait, on the mouse trap, is done in the sotel again. Because he's setting up a trap for the animal to come. That you mustn't do either. So you've got to be careful with this. You have to be careful what you're allowed to do on Shabbos, yeah? That's a good shot. I must tell you, I said this to someone, and I asked you a question. If someone shoots an animal on Shabbos, an arrow, what will officer do? He's done shoichet. Has he done seder? He's done tishah, shoichet. I think he has as well. He's done both. Yeah. He's trapped the animal and he's done shoichet. Someone puts a poison down, so the mice, the poison doesn't kill straight away. But the mice said, that's an iso grom or shoichet. He mustn't just kill him. The tishah, he mustn't do that either. It's all not allowed. All that, it's all the chelik of the way of what you call it. Every trap you put down, you haven't told them.
You're talking about shofar. Either shofar to throw an arrow somewhere, and if it happens to hit the animal,
you put it in a position where you want the animal to eat. It's very likely the animal's going to eat. Yeah, that's a chiddush. We have to wait to do shofar. It's a chiddush what you're saying. Anyway, so the moshel, let's say someone's put a trap up. So before Shabbos, you put a trap up, but on Shabbos itself, l'chora, you mustn't do it. The shail is now, let's say Baruch Hashem, you're successful. You know, it sounds like I'm speaking like I'm a real bocky in this. I must tell you, Baruch Hashem, Chaste Hashem, the Baruch Hashem carry on, right to help from the mouse. I haven't had them for a long time. But in the moshel, let's say someone finds a mouse, he's caught a mouse on Shabbos. So now, what's the next stage? Now, I say it's mamish repulsive. Sorry? You could cover over this. I think it's also very unpleasant. So I think most people won't be very happy with that, I must tell you. So this actually is the Gemara's example of grashari. Actually, it's a mummy. It's a classic example of something which is despicable to a person. In a person's house, to have a dead mouse, even a live mouse, I think, in any one of them, it is no problem of muksa. To move it is not problematic, actually, on Shabbos. A special heter, because it's so repulsive to a person allowed to actually move it. Some achroinim learned in the Gemara there that one shouldn't do it, one should ask a non-Jew to do it first. So ideally, if you can find a non-Jew who will do it for you, kol hakavod. You let me know who he is, if you can get someone who can do it. But otherwise, if you can't find a non-Jew, don't look so hard. If you can't find a non-Jew who'll move it for you, then you're allowed to, what do you call it, you're allowed to move it yourself. So you could take it up, not only pick it up with your hand, you don't have to do that, but lamaisi, you can shovel it up, and even though it's muksa, and you could take it into the dustbin Yeah, okay. Good thing I don't live near you. Well, I'm saying the moshel, also interesting thing, the moshel, to get a cat, to bring a cat from outside, that's also interesting halacha, this actually. To bring a cat from the outside, to borrow your neighbor's cat for Shabbos, to come in to sort out the mice, is also problematic. If you've got a cat in the house, naturally it's your pet, and the cat likes to go after mice, that's no problem, you're not going to stop it. That's natural for the cat to do. But to go along and bring a cat specially into your house, that could be a shalom, a shasa bekelev. It's interesting, I look at that. A person shouldn't set an animal onto another animal to trap it. To bring a cat in, the chow is more problematic. One shouldn't do that. For the purpose of trapping it. Yeah, but you're doing it for the purpose. You're doing it for the purpose of saying that. It's a bit worse, I think. I think that's a bit worse. It's a Kiddush. Let's check it up. I think that's right. I must say, I saw this a long time ago. I thought it was a joke, actually. But the mice, I saw someone quoting this, actually. What would you say, Rabbi Yisrael? I'm trying to remember. What would you say if someone set a mouse trap before Shabbos, and he caught the mouse, but the mice didn't die, it's still around, and he wants to make Kiddush now? Is he allowed to make Kiddush before he gives the mouse to eat? I thought it was a joke, this show. I thought this was a joke. Today, I can't believe it. I saw someone quoting this. Now, the person, I looked at the Maramokka he quoted. The Maramokka that the person quoted is wrong. The person quoted this is a libel. He said, Lamaisa, you're mechoyed to feed it before you eat. You're mechoyed to feed it, not before you eat, because of a racham or a kol maisof. You're supposed to have rahmonas on the animals. So if it's hungry, if the mouse is hungry, you're mechoyed to eat it. I must say, it's a chiddush. What?
So go set it free, if that's what racham or kol maisof.
Yeah, but there's a bit of a limit. There's a limit. You don't want it running around your house. You're not going to have it running around your house. It's a chiddush. I must say it's a chiddush. I don't know. I found it a chiddush. It's a tickle. But lamaisa, that's number one. Past this lamaisa, you can leave it. You don't have to worry about it. It's not very pleasant. I mean, it's not very pleasant, but one's not going to do anything at all. Okay. That's the halachas of a mouse. It should never be a gay at all. Spiders is also interesting. Now, mice are spiders also very unpleasant for many people in the house. People are very, very upset with spiders. They don't like it, especially. The shell is, I must say, I was not sure about this. Would you say a spider is a slow moving creature or a fast moving creature? What? No, is it called nitzel already? Is a spider called trapped? Do you have to run after the chuppet?
Yes.
I think you do. I think the mice you do. Huh? They can go in the crook. They can run away. If you got one in the room over here, I don't even have to catch it so quickly. So I would have thought the mice to trap it, it's called Babina Nitzer. The only style I had once is, can you sweep it up into a dustpan? And take it outside? Is that allowed? No, Shail is that called trapped in the dustpan? The bee, they're very clever, these spiders, they can just jump out. It's very possible that's not called nitzel inside there, because the spider can easily jump out. And therefore, the chayyah asked someone, actually, he said to me, he thinks it's not called nitzel. And I found it a bit chiddush, actually, I must say, if I remember chiddush, that's not called nitzel, it's not called trapped. Because since the spider can do a whopper, just change over wherever and jump out, that's not called nitzer. And therefore, lemaisa, even though you're sweeping up into a dustpan, so you sweep out the spider into the dustpan, take it out, and then take it into the garden. No problem. Again, even though a spider's muksa, but to most people, a spider's a grashari. And therefore, one's allowed to move this spider outside one's house. We spoke about a spider's web actually as well a long time ago, cleaning a spider's web. Mice have been supposed to do it before Shabbos. It's common Shabbos to do it before Shabbos. Whether one could do it on Shabbos itself is a bit of an issue. We spoke about, he wasn't happy with Shlomo Zalman. Someone said it might be a Shabbos Korea. It was a Chiddush, the mice. But the mice are best to leave, I would have thought, best not to pull them down on Shabbos itself. these spider webs. But the actual spider itself, getting the spider itself into a, what do you call it, into a dustpan, that's okay. To put it into a cup and put a lid over the cup, that's problematic again, because that's called trapping it. Yeah, so that you can't do. But to what you call it, to do that, just to what you call it, to just to put it in a dustpan, that's okay. I tell you what, people ask also sometimes. Sometimes here it's not so common, but in hot countries it's common sometimes in the base akisi, in the actual toilet itself, sometimes there are flies in the toilet. So a person wants to flush the chain, that's more shayla of shoket actually, very often. So shayla of shoket, when he flushes the chain, what's going to happen is that the fly is going to be killed. Is he allowed to flush the chain? So that's also, it's not mukha is going to happen. So Shlomo Zalman and Daim Weiss, they say it's not a psik ratio. It's not definitely it's going to die. It could fly out. It could be when it hears the water coming, it might fly out, possibly. Or it's also, it's not kavonos for that, it's not actually through the gufa. And therefore they say in a mokum tsoirach, one is allowed to actually flush the chain if one has to. Obviously if one get the fly out without the only problem, that's the chabad to do. But if one can't, and one can flush the chain, and that's okay. What? It's also common abri as well. I mean, to leave the toilet and not flush is also not very pleasant. So the mice are once allowed to, what do you call it, once allowed to flush the chain. No, you kill it. But it's trapped, my friend. Once it's in there, it's called trapped. You trapped it. I don't know what spiders you got in your house, Robin, but I'm telling you, a spider can't go underwater. It'll drown in water. What?
I don't think so. Eventually.
Anyone know about spiders? Anyone a bucket of spiders here? Yeah, spider can live in water, I don't think so. Not as far as I know. No, I don't think so. Not as far as I know. It's not one that I don't think so. It's come out boar is gonna be killed. To put it into water. And you trapped it, you've narrowed the spider in waters, you've narrowed the trapping area. It's mummish come out, I would have thought like caught. Sorry? Yeah, it's a problem. I mean, somebody's got a basic kiss and this basic kiss, what should you do? I mean, the shadow of covered up rears. If a person needs to, he's got another toilet to go to, maybe he's got another toilet. But if he's got nothing else to go to, the chayyim of Shlomo Vosner and Dayan Weiss, they say it's psikration, it's not machaven. So, but yeah, but it's alright. I'm saying, if you've got another choice, you should go to another toilet if you can. Yeah. I mean, Boris, in England we don't have these shadows so much. The other thing is the ants. Ants in the house, also very unpleasant. But the mice, they don't cause any pain, ants. There's no tsar on a person. It's very, very unpleasant. So to trap them on Shabbos, the Chodosh one, whether you can sweep them up, a spider can get out of a dustpan. So a spider, whether ants can get out of a dustpan, that's probably worse, I would have thought. I don't know, you have to know the seers. Can ants get out of a dustpan? A shovel and a pan, yeah.
It's a little hole.
No, but not if you hold the dustpan in front of you. I would have thought you've trapped the ant. Can the ant get out from there? Can't jump down. A spider can jump down, yeah? An ant. I don't think the ant's going to crawl out and go.
Very quick.
Where's he going to crawl to? I'm holding the pan over. This is my pan over here. And I take it out. Where's he going to go, the ant?
He can crawl the way around and all the way down the floor.
I would have thought that's called mitzvah. I would have thought it's called trap. I'm not sure, but I would have thought in the dust, in the pan, it might be called trapped already. Huh? I don't know. I'm not sure. If it's called trap, then you can't do that on Shabbos. Sometimes it comes on food. You can have it on a whole load of food. Sometimes people have it on. Sometimes, unfortunately, there's nothing wrong with taking it to Graf Sheree. Also, it's very unpleasant. Mum, it's unpleasant in someone's house. So to move the whole cake and take that outside, that one could do. We could eat it in the garden. That's not a problem. I mean, as I say, all these heterium of moving these animals is not a problem if it's Graf Sheree. So we said the mouse case over here at the beginning. Someone set a trap before Shabbos. So to put a trap down on Shabbos is very problematic. That's pashtus, a problem to set a trap up on Shabbos. Even to refill the trap is l'chaira a problem on Shabbos, that we said, yeah? If the animal is caught, you put a trap up before Shabbos, the animal is caught, to move it out, we said it's a graf shalrei, if a person had to move it, be a dying outside, we said that ideally, the possible say one should get a goy if one can, to move graf shalrei. If one can't, it's hard to do, then one can move it oneself. And then we spoke about spiders, so we said spiders in a dustpan pashtus is not called trapped, because a spider can jump out. And therefore, to sweep it out, the graf shalrei is very unpleasant inside, so to sweep it into the dustpan and then take it outside, that's mutter. Ants, I'm not sure about. Ants could be a bit worse, so best sense of broccoli is everyone should have a look at the shovels without any problems at all. Alright, what do you say? What do you say? What were you telling me about?